aquí.
WPHM. The Blue Water Area comes to talk with Paul Miller on WPHM.
All right, it's Friday. We're just going to let the polka music roll for the next 20 minutes. And then, no, that's not true. It's the Oktoberfest tomorrow at McMorrin, put on by the Lions Club. And Jim White is here from the Lions Club. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning.
Are you ready for Oktoberfest?
We are.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah, it's going to be a good night. We've got Big Daddy Polka coming up. They are just world-renowned.
Yeah, I mean, band. Tell us a little bit more about Big Daddy Polka. This is a band that you know, people that, that love this kind of music know who these guys are. They're,
Michigan has a lot of good polka bands, but Big Daddy's the best. He's the most wanted. They are, you know, really nationally known. And we were fortunate enough through with the city, Parks and Rec Department, to procure his services. And they're excited to be coming here. And, you know, if you're a polka fan, you're going to want to come see Big Daddy play tonight
and
tomorrow.
And everybody's a polka fan this time of year because it's Oktoberfest. Come
you
on.
You have to be. And if you don't believe it's October, just, you know, we ordered up a little briskier weather. You know, we didn't want it 80 degrees like it was 2 days ago. You know, it's going to be perfect polka weather. And then, you know, we ended up the night with Straight Shooter, which is a Port Huron classic.
Sure.
You know, they're gonna go on about 8 o'clock. So, mm-hmm. you know, from 8 till dawn, somebody will be playing. And if you drink enough beer, you can keep, you know, dancing after.
There you go.
You know, we're not encouraging anybody over drink, obviously.
No, but
you know, all proceeds do go to the Port Huron Host Lions Club and all of our charities that we're doing, which is who I represent. You know, we want to thank McLaren Hospital, who did a nice donation to help for the entertainment, as well as the city of Port Huron. But they allow us to have this event and somewhat be a little insulated from cost, because there is a lot of cost going to place.
Sure.
And, you know, and to keep the cost low for everyone that wants to come out, it's $5 a person. And, you know, we are going to have sausages and kraut, and we're going to have hot dogs, and you know, we're not going to go overboard on the food, but we're going to have soda and water, or mm-hmm. pop and water if someone needs refreshments, as well as we'll have the beer tent.
There you go.
Seems to be popular.
Yeah, I would think so with an Oktoberfest.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, you got everything that you need. You got polka music, you've got beer, you've got sausages and hot dogs. I mean, I don't know what else you'd want.
Audience.
Lots
of people.
Get the
and,
people.
And
there.
If you don't have time, you know, I understand, just come by and give us the $5. Because there's, you know, our charities, and I don't want to call them charities, but our benefactors are people that have vision problems, people that have hearing problems, and, you know, we're doing many more hearing aids right now than we are anything else. Diabetes, among other things. You know, this past year we helped SC4 out with a scholarship fund. We did some work with Parks and Rec with one of their projects. So the money stays right here. And so anything people can help us with, we appreciate it. You know, just stop by, but you know, the event's going to be a blast.
It is going to be fun, and like you said, $5 makes it affordable. And also, because people do have other things to do, they might want to go home and watch the Michigan game. Who knows what?
Nobody's going to watch that this week. It's next weekend. The game
well,
matters.
Good thing that you didn't plan it for next week. But you know, $5. You come in. You know, let's do a few polka tunes, have a couple of beers, and go on your way.
That'd be great. You know you know, we want people to obviously come and stay all night. But if they don't, hey. You know, stop by, see us. We're going to be here from 4 o'clock to probably midnight.
And this is going to be just to make sure everybody knows exactly where it's going to be. This is going to be out front at McMorrin, like right by the fountain in that area, right?
Right where we were. We're on the north end. The fountain, not in front where the fountain is, because they're already getting ready to make our ice rink out there. You know, for next
that's right,
year.
Yeah.
So we're to the right, that okay. street that runs along there. It's to the front there,
mm-hmm.
so you won't miss it. It's
right.
a huge tent. And the stage, we're moving inside this year. So, you know, it's going to be more dance floor, more less tables and things.
Okay.
So people can actually get out there and really do the polka and be covered and inside the tent. So I wouldn't be concerned about our beautiful fall weather. I think there's no chance for rain, so that's good. You know, anybody that can get there, get out there, have fun. And, again, we kind of expect, you know, maybe two different crowds, because everybody loves a polka,
mm-hmm.
but then to end the night with straight shooter who's really popular.
Absolutely.
Should be an exciting evening.
Going to be a lot of fun. Tomorrow evening, it's Oktoberfest in downtown Port Huron, and support the Lions Club. Jim, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it.
Paul, we appreciate you.
Jim White with us on WPHM. It is 15 minutes now before 10 o'clock.